Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Thank you for joining me on Radio for Your Mind. I tell you, this has been one of the most phenomenal weeks in my life. Dadgum, I say that all the time because, you know, when you're looking at things with the right perspective, it's amazing what you'll see. And as I go into the end of September, this has happened for 11 years. I start getting stoked. I mean, I feel like I'm on my honeymoon again. And it's not because it's my anniversary. That happens in July. It's because I know that I'm winding down my year from one catalyst to the next. And we're getting ready to move into that week where I don't know, there's probably, as the week progresses and more volunteers show up, there's probably 300-400 volunteers that will show up to help facilitate an event for 15,000 leaders. And it's so rocking because you meet your old friends, you meet new friends, you get to meet new leaders that are coming in, but it's a synergy that takes place. I can't explain it except that it's what's like this chapter we're on. It's about becoming a crusader. See, I never dreamed 11 years ago showing up for the first event that it would impact me the way it did. Of course, I never dreamed that when I joined A.L. Williams at 18 years old that I would get it and start to understand what it means to build a business surrounding helping other people. Now, you may say, Troy, what's Catalyst and what's A.L. Williams got to do? I mean, how do they compare? One's a business, one's an event, one's a movement. No, the whole thing was a movement. See, it's amazing to me how one man who makes a commitment, no matter what the cause, can revolutionize the world. And we've seen this happen. This is the missing, what I think is one of the main missing ingredients in business today, in life today, is that there's no reason under the sun that one man, one woman, cannot make a gigantic difference and revolutionize the world. You look in the history books and you see it. Matter of fact, you can look in every niche, every industry, every area that we live in. You see things that are happening constantly in the technology field. You see things happening in politics. You see things happening in healthcare. You see things happening in traditional business. You see things happening in education. You see it happening in the spiritual community. It happens when one person or a small group of people come together. Art Williams, in this chapter 9, Becoming a Crusader, he mentions this management mistake. Many managers are only in business to make a living. Gosh, that sucks. And you know what? I've seen it over and over in every aspect of my life. You walk in, you want to get something at a store, and you can't find a hot body to come over and work with you. All you seem to find are nasty, cold attitudes. Doesn't matter what it is. You want something. Or you go in and this is what gets me. You go to a family attorney. I had this happen to me. Not now. I got Susan White is one of the greatest family attorneys I've ever met. She's priceless. But in the past, I had an attorney. And he's a family attorney, and I go to him, and he has nothing but a cynical attitude. I'm thinking, why in the Sam Hill are you doing this if you don't like it? You know, that's what gets me. You have to become a crusader. The leadership solution. Leaders find a cause they believe in and commit to it totally. 11 years ago, I sat in the very back row of North Point Community Church. Seats, I think at that time the auditorium seats about 2,500, 3,000 people. I made sure I was right dead in the center. I could look down at the stage. And I had a life-changing experience. Not because, you know, the Jesus thing and all that. That had nothing to do with it. It was because all of a sudden I realized I had just walked into a movement. I'd walked into a bunch of people that got it. I realized, as Seth Godin says, I'd found my tribe. It wasn't one man leading this movement. It was a group of like-minded people. One or two of them just seemed to have had the idea, and the rest of it sprang forth from there. Made me think back as I was doing this. I thought, man, there's Art Williams. A little chubby, bald-headed dude coaching a Georgia football high school team. Very successfully, I might add. I mean, state champs. But realized that there was a mission that he was going to go on to revolutionize the way the middle America saw life insurance. And we're not here to debate his philosophy. I happen to believe in it. I still have my life insurance, actually, from that company now called Primerica. But here's the kicker. One man had this passion. Who would have thought a man whose dad was managing a pickle factory before he passed away, left his mom with basically $10,000 in life insurance, and she was going to have to go back to work. Art's siblings were now not going to have their mom at home, and back then, you guys know how bad that was. I mean, we're talking about the 50s, 60s. Art was devastated, but who would have thought that he would become one of the only billionaires, a handful of billionaires, in direct selling some 25 years later. Who would have thought that over 30 years later, the company that he founded would be worth billions of dollars, paying out almost $700 million a year in commissions, be the largest life insurance company in the world when you look at actual money under management or premiums, death claims. It's amazing. One man. And he went out and started sharing his vision. Other people bought into that vision. They bought into that crusade. When I consult with CEOs all the time, I ask them, what's your cause? What's your crusade? Why'd you launch this company? What is it that you want to do? How do you want to change the world? If you're listening today, I don't care if you're a CEO or somebody in the field. Maybe you're fresh, you're brand new. Maybe you're in a ministry. If you don't have a crusade, if you don't have a heartfelt passion, what I call your epic adventure, something that cannot be blown out, if all you're looking at is business as a financial transaction, it probably, it's not going to work the way you want it to. I'm not saying that you're not going to make money. I'm just saying it's not going to work the way you want it to. My good friend BK Barrico, I tease him all the time because if he'd just slow down, He keeps having babies. He keeps bringing out new products at his company. He keeps doing all this. But if he'd just slow down a little bit, he could write a book called My Pappy Said. Because he's constantly giving little tidbits that he picked up from his dad before Ben passed away. One of Ben's passions was to change the world with health and financial well-being. And BK and his sisters have carried that on. Even Jason, who's in another company, but he's a Brieco, has that same passion, him and his wife, Tara. See, this is what you have to understand. It is about a crusade, a passion. It's funny to me when people call me on the phone and say, Troy, what's your business model? How do you make money? Now, early on, I didn't worry about that. Now we actually have a business model and all that, but it's always second. To me, it's not about the money. That's like asking a preacher, hey, how are you going to be successful? I don't know, man, but you know what? God called me to do this, so I'm going to figure it out. See, the secular world thinks that's funny, but when I decided to retire from building a direct selling organization in 2009, we had spent over 25 years in the field. And I made that conscious decision. Now, we'd been at corporate too and all that good stuff. We're well-rounded, but I did not retire because I'm financially independent. I didn't retire because I needed money. I retired because of a passion, a crusade that I decided to go on. And it didn't matter to me if I was the only person doing it. I wanted to make sure that the world totally understood that direct selling is one of the greatest professions under the sun for the average American person. And yes, there's some nasty things that happen to it. Yep, no problem about that. You see scams all the time. You see people getting in trouble all the time. You know, and people want to make a big deal about it all the time. And I started laughing. Sounds to me like it was Wall Street. If I didn't say direct selling, you'd think it was on the Wall Street, or maybe it was the mortgage business, or maybe it was the healthcare where a doctor keeps cutting off the wrong limbs or something. I mean, maybe it was politics. Can you name one industry where it doesn't have the good, the bad, and the ugly? See, I don't care about focusing on the ugly. I don't care about focusing on the bad, not publicly. If we have to, we do. But our passion was to carry this crusade because I've seen so many average and normal people change their lives. See, you've got to have that in your company. This afternoon on our MLM Weekly Report, I'm going to be sharing about having crusades. I'm going to share some brand new companies, most that you've probably never heard of, all launched in the last 12 months, all with passion, all with something so deeply ingrained in the hearts and the souls of the founders of this company that it started to permeate in a grassroots manner. I was on a phone yesterday with my mentor, Tom Hopp, and he said, Troy, give me something, something fresh, something new. Tell me what makes direct selling so different, because we're writing this new book. I said, I can tell you what it is right now. There's been a resurgence of a grassroots, organic growth in this industry. And I said, it all stemmed from the fact that one or two or maybe three well-known, financially independent, household names was checking out the industry, and all of a sudden they got it. All of a sudden they realized, you know, one little organization can revolutionize the world. I said the first one that to really do it was back in the 90s, early turn of the century. It was Tony Robbins. He bought a small flailing MLM company called Discovery Toys. I said, all of a sudden, the people that were hanging out with him realized, hey, maybe this direct marketing thing's pretty good. Sadly, that company for 10 years didn't get to do anything, and now it's got a brand new owner. And for the first time in 10 years, they're seeing recruiting and sales go through the roof. I said, in a more modern term, I would say that when Warren Buffett went out and bought Pampered Chef, the eyes of Wall Street started to turn towards it and look at it. When Robert Kiyosaki started saying, you know, I've never been in network marketing, but now that I've analyzed the whole industry, I think it's probably the best move for the average American. When Donald Trump decided that, you know what, this direct marketing thing's pretty cool, and I love being a spokesman for this company called ACN, but I'm missing the boat. I should own my own company and launch the Trump Network. Wall Street got it. Companies like Jockey started coming in and they started a direct marketing firm. All these other companies. I said, that's what turned it around. I said, but here's the kicker. Even though those guys got it and they understood that, man, this is a grassroots movement, I said, when you get deep into the organizations, that's where it's really at. This is a push-up principle Art wrote, and I want you to think about this. Commit to something bigger than your business. Here's how he wrote this, and this is powerful. I'm convinced that the major reason our company, he's talking about A.O. Williams, has been so successful is that it was built around a passionate belief in a certain concept and a product that fit that concept. We felt that due to reasons of self-interest among companies in our industry, the American consumer had not been introduced to a product and philosophy that we believed would serve them much better than the conventional products of that market. That is so true. That is so powerfully true. And it doesn't matter what it is. You know, I've got a friend of mine. His name's Dennis. Dennis owns a company called Ignite 360. We talked on the phone last week as I came to him and I said, dude, I'm still trying to figure out, why did you move from the faith-based industry? Here you are, he's got a company, the parent company, called Faith Highway, and they've been doing phenomenal jobs inside the nonprofit industry. 15,000 churches and nonprofits come to them for all of their technology needs. And he said, Troy, I want to do it because I understand there's a grassroots movement that can take and change people's lives, and we happen to have a service that can protect their families, connect their families. And in a world today where all this stuff is going on that's crazy out there and kids and parents and internet and all this, I want to connect people. I said, man, that's awesome. we shared some more, and we really got to know each other well, and we've had a fun time the last few weeks as we've built this personal relationship versus just professional, because I've done things with Faith Highway for years. And this weekend he sent me a book because he knows how he, because I shared with him how hard it is when you're in the limelight all the time, when you write as many articles that I do, is when you shoot as many videos that I do, and when you have an A-plus personality, you sometimes can borderline on edging God out. You can borderline on that narcissist type of attitude sometimes. And he sent me this beautiful book called Humility, The Journey Towards Holiness. He got it. He knows that I'm on a crusade bigger than myself. When I stuck to Catalyst, it was because it was bigger than I was. It was a movement that was going to revolutionize the world. It's brought every culture you can think of, every denomination you can think of, every business person you can think of. I learned more about the hip-hop movement through Catalyst than I ever have outside, and found out that the majority of people that listen to the hip-hop movement, the gangster rap, happen to be young, white, suburban teenagers. Now, you may say, Troy, what's that got to do with what you're talking about, too? Listen to this. Here's what I learned. See, the music that was created by rappers on the West Coast, the East Coast, out of Dallas, here's what we found out by studying this, coming from their culture, coming from leaders in their community. They did it as a self-expression of what they were going through in the streets, what they were going through growing up. They had no clue that it would become a fad, a trend, with the white suburbanites out there, these boys that have led this normal life. They didn't realize that these white kids would get it wrong and not understand that these words were not to go out there and necessarily cause frustration, but was about their life. See, it's amazing, good and bad, when you attach to something bigger than yourself, what can happen in it? You've got to be a crusader. I've said this through this whole series so far. If you're only in direct selling for a financial transaction, whether you're at the CEO level or you're in the field, you will not have the success that you're looking for. You can be a serial entrepreneur, own several companies. If you don't get it in direct selling, it won't work. Sadly, I see this in the wireless niche within the direct selling community. It's all about compensation plans and wanting up somebody. It's really not about a crusade. Here's the other one that Art writes. I love this. A crusading spirit provides the motivation and inspiration that inspires activity. I'm just one person. Dalton's just one person. We go to Catalyst. We're downstairs, and depending on where you're at, a couple, three levels down in concrete. People in the audience that are seeing all this awesome stuff, and you can look out. We've got it on YouTube now. We've got it on Facebook. You can see some of the craziness. We've set Guinness World Book of Records 5 years in a row. These folks never know who we are. See, we do it now not to take. The first 5 years or so, it was definitely to take. It was to be fed. It was like, wow, I want a bit more of this. And you know, it wasn't just us. It was everybody. We went from doing a Catalyst conference to Catalyst conferences on the East Coast, West Coast, Catalyst One Days. We got the Catalyst space, Catalyst leadership. It's a movement. We got a whole community now. We connect. But matter of fact, I may get a new tattoo with the Catalyst symbol. I mean, that's the kind of crusade that it is. But here's the fun part. The staff at Giant Impact that is the predecessor now, or not the predecessor, the company that's taken over for the predecessor company of John Maxwell's, Enjoy. Giant Impact. Their staff shows up. Akemi Cole, Steve Miller, you know, Lanny's not really on staff, but he's there. Reggie Joyner, Andy Stein, all these guys that are part of the Catalyst. Never in my life seen teams work so well together. You don't see backbiting, snipping, anything. Everybody focuses on their strengths. Everybody knows that this conference that will take place the first week of October has nothing to do with them. It's about the 15,000 attendees that are going to show up. It's about giving to the leaders. Man, this is cool. Listen to this. I love going to the green room because the team that they have in charge of the green room put on one of the most unique experiences for some of the greatest leaders, Seth Godin, Tim Sanders, Malcolm Gladwell, you know, these guys, Dave Ramsey, all these famous people we see on TV, we read their books, they show up. And instead of saying, hey, thanks for showing up, you guys are great, but we want you up on stage, we want you to give to us, they bring in food, a caterer, I mean, top-notch, beautiful stuff. They have a gift bag, a beautiful gift bag that they give to every one of these speakers to say thank you. And they take the time to where the speakers that are men have a certain bag and the women that are speaking have a different type of a bag. They recognize what these guys are doing. That's why people now ask to be part of Catalyst, because it has become a crusade, a movement that is revolutionizing the world in business, in nonprofit organizations. I'll give you a prime example. Just a few years ago, Lanny Donahoe was just a fun guy busting his butt in Atlanta. He was doing church camps all over the South. He was helping children. And one day him and his family went over to he's got three boys. They went over to Africa. He was over there with Jeff Foxworthy and his daughters. What happened? Now listen to this. This is the cool part. They saw that just for a few dollars, they could make a difference in children's lives. And he started the 410 Bridge to be able to continue to do this. See, when you've got something bigger than yourself, it's amazing. This brand new little company that I'm going to be sharing with you guys today on the MLM report called DuVita. DuVita means two lives. It's Italian. And the company took the motto, if you'll get your life together and then go out and find one person and help them in their life, we can change the world. Amber McDaniels and Nelson Crowe, never been in network marketing in their life. They've been very successful in the South in commercial real estate. They took their profits and they started building schools all through the Caribbean and South America for underprivileged kids. When somebody came to them and said, the passion that you guys have to help kids with their health and to build these schools, you guys really should start a direct selling company, because I believe that your crusade is so big that you would be amazed at what would happen. They launched this company January 4th. They're not a big company, no big splash, nothing like that. From January 4th to December 31st, they are right online to do multiple. They've already done seven figures. They will do multiple seven figures in their first year in a down economy. And some of the greatest leaders I've ever seen, servant leaders, have joined this company. See, a crusade, Art writes this, a crusading spirit provides the motivation and the inspiration to inspire the activities. Then he writes this, a crusade for a cause that's worth the effort. By the time I'm done on October 10th, my butt will hurt, my legs will hurt, I'll have blisters on my feet. But you know what? It's worth it. You want to know what else? I'll lose a lot more weight. See, I started working out already, been riding the bike, been doing the lifting, been getting the gut in shape, been getting the stamina rolling. I've been deadly focused on making sure that I can move from 5:30 in the morning till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, whatever it takes. The crusade is worth the effort. Listen to what Art writes here. If you're going to become a leader, a crusader, it should go without saying that your cause must be something that's moral and right. It's got to be something that you really believe in, and it's got to be something that your people can believe in as well. There's a reason that 60 couples at Primerica today earn seven figures a year. There's a reason why thousands earn six figures a year. There's a reason that 10,000s of people earn five figures a year. There's a reason hundreds of thousands earn four figures a year in Primerica. There's a reason that even though that company at its height had 225,000 active distributors, has recruited over 4 million people, and today have less than 100,000 distributors and are still the number one direct seller of mutual funds and life insurance in the world. There's a reason, because the crusade is so gigantic that when Art Williams had a small heart attack in his office and decided it was time to retire over a decade ago, almost two decades now, there's a reason that that company has continued to thrive. One of the reasons, because another little guy named John Addison, who right out of college went to work at A.L. Williams, caught the bug, understood the crusade, and is now the vice chairman of that company. When you have something so big, it carries on when the original folks leave. When John Maxwell sold Enjoy, when Gabe Lyons went out and started the Q Project, when Kevin Small went out and started his own literary agency, all these guys that were the original guys at the core group of Catalyst, when they went on and did their own thing, it still thrived. The reason that Reggie Joyner, when he left North Point and started the Orange Conference and started everything he's doing with kids, there's a reason that all these organizations still thrive and all these guys are still friends, unlike some people in direct selling. The reason is the crusade was bigger. See, here's what I want you guys to take away from today's call. The crusade that you're on is not about your company. It's about the profession. It's about the industry. Do you realize that when you're sitting there backstabbing, nitpicking, making nasty comments about all the competitors out there, that one of these days they might be on your team? Do you realize that we're all on the same crusade? We want to change our families' lives financially. We want to leave legacies. We want them to be healthier. We want them to be safe on the internet. We want whatever we want. It's not the vehicle that matters. It's the crusade that we're on. We're all on the same team. And I don't care what anybody tells you, direct selling is one of the tightest and smallest communities you will ever find. Everybody seems to know everybody and somebody's connected. It goes back to that thing, that six degree of separation. Crusaders learn to live with criticism, with skepticism. I can remember people saying, "You're going all the way to Atlanta? Why?" I've told you guys in the past, I've got two volumes of the most critical information ever published on A.L. Williams. And it wasn't because I collected it, it was because the company had a whole staff that collected it, and we used that to build the business. If you want to make it big, take this away today. Build your people's success by helping them become crusaders. If you help them become crusaders, if they see it, they'll get it. You know, it was funny because when Paige and I first got married, I'd go to her house and she'd say, "Please don't talk about the crusade. Not about the business, about the crusade. My family won't understand." She was right. But her cousin got the bug. After I'd left Primerica and went with Hubert Humphrey back in the 90s, her cousin joined Primerica. Her cousin is now my agent over there. Her cousin got it. Her cousin's a very top financial person on Wall Street before she moved to Florida. Her husband is a high-up engineer with Motorola. And they have a very successful Primerica organization to this day. They were one of the hundreds of couples that were invited on April 1st, 2010 to the actual New York Stock Exchange to have the party when the company went independent again and got their new fresh start. Folks, I don't know what you got planned for the weekend, but if you're not a crusader with the cause at your company, with understanding what this is about, you need to dig deep and get that way. Or maybe you just need to get out of this profession because you don't really understand it. So this is about people. This is a volunteer organization, just like Catalyst, just like most churches, just like nonprofits. You can't make people do what you want them to do. They've got to love it. They've got to want it. They've got to want to do it. That's the key right there. And Jim Gilhouse just raised his hand up, and I just happened to be sitting here in front of the computer to watch. So, Jimmy, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to remind you to remind everybody about Miss Shannon Schubert this afternoon, being one of the Pied Pipers of social media, being our guest on Aces Radio Live.
Well, see, now you did a phenomenal job at reminding me to tell people that Shannon is going to be on Aces Radio Live, and she's one of the Pied Pipers of social marketing. So, folks, 5 p.m. Central today, okay? You need to be at Aces Radio Live. You can go to acesradiolive.com, get the call-in phone number. You can get the link if you want to listen to it live streaming. Jimmy and I are going to have fun with Shannon. You talk about a remarkable person. You're going to learn some insights today. So, folks, live life like it's an epic adventure.
Go
ahead, bud.
Before you let it go, here's something I got to leave you this final tidbit. This is a show you might really want to think about catching because a gal that's got over 29,500 people following her on Twitter that trust and look to her for information about social media. You got to ask yourself, is there something she might know that could benefit my business? Only you can answer that question, folks. We'll see you this evening.
But it's a good question.
Thanks, Troy. I appreciate you, man.
Always, my friend. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll see you at the top. Be back here next week for Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.
Bye, everybody.